Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a feature from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English we speak.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Mildred. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I know. I know. Yeah, right. Thanks, Mildred. Bye.
Hi, Finn. What did Mildred want?
I don't know, Feifei.
But you kept saying you knew.
I know. Mildred had this ongoing dispute with her neighbour, and she went on and on and on about it. It's always, my nasty neighbour, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, I have to agree, it's always the same thing.
And in English, we use the phrase blah, 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 when we want to represent a boring conversation.
Where does it come from?
Well, according to an article I read the other day, in ancient Greece, the term bar, bar, bar was used to indicate meaningless noises.
Oh, yes, it has the same root as the word barbarian.
That's right. And that explanation came from Jeff Nunberg, a linguist at the University of California.
Bar, bar, bar might have evolved to what we have today.
Blah, blah, blah. And Americans might say yada, yada, yada. But it conveys the same idea of a repetitive, boring conversation.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yes. And from blah, 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 we have the related verb to blabber, which is used informally to mean to talk a lot in an annoying way. And it can be used for people who tend to reveal secrets because they talk too much.
Shall we listen to some examples?
Yes. Blah, blah, blah is today's expression in the English we speak.
Can I borrow your car tonight?
No, I need to go to the supermarket and then I've got to pick up a package. And, well, the car's not working properly. And you know, today is a busy day for me.
Johnny, I am sick and tired of you need to do this and you've got to do that and blah, blah, blah. Don't give me any more excuses. You don't want to lend me your car, do you?
Don't tell Amanda you're leaving school early to go to the cinema. She's always blabbing about other people's lives.
Oh, I certainly don't go around blabbing.
Ah, that's good to know. Hello? Let me pass the phone to someone who's keen to talk to you. Just a moment, please. Feifei, it's for you.
Oh, thanks, Finn. Hello? Oh, hello, Mildred. Yeah, yes, that was Finn, my best friend.
This is the beginning of a long conversation. Blah, blah, blah. Bye.
Bye. Oh, sorry, Mildred. That was not to you, but to, never mind. I know. I know, yes, I know.
The English We Speak.
That was an episode of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.